Mesechtes Mekfoyes, Perik Yud, Mishnah Beis. Hakar v'hakesas. The Mishnah is talking about a pillow and a pillowcase that have an inside, and we're going to discuss when water has to be able to get in the inside area and it becomes tameh, and when it does not. So imheim shel or, if it's made out of leather, harei il tzrichim shivoy behem mayim, they would need the water to get inside when they're being toveled. Keses agula, this is a stuffed round pillow v'hakador, which is sealed and has an empty space inside. Or umim is a leather type of shoe that has the stuffing in there. Hakamiya, which is a klaf, which is written with some shemus on it, which is covered with leather. V'hatfila, which is a singular lotion of tefillin, which also has an inside receiving area where the parshis are kept. Einan srichen shivo behemayim. They do not need, if they became tamei, they do not need to be toiveled in a way where the water can penetrate and get inside. So the difference between the first case of the kar and the keses versus the keses agula and the kader and the umum is as follows. That the kar and keses are made to take things and put things inside and take them out. They're emptied out when they want to be washed. Water is supposed to get inside. It is meant to hold things in the inside area, even for temporary purpose. So therefore, the inside is used in a way that it's considered a base kivel, and it has to have be exposed to the water. Versus the keses agula, these things are left sealed and like they're sewn together, and therefore there's no need for the water to go inside. And the Mishnah concludes. Zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol she'ing darche lahachnos lahoitzi, any type of article of clothing or garment or leather pouch which is not made to take things in or out, so then tovlin stumim, they can be immersed while they are sealed shut, and you do not have to open them up and allow water to get inside. Pesechtes mikvois, Perik Yud Mishnah Gimel. So this Mishnah continues with the halacha of bias mayim. When do we need water to be able to get through a place that is usually closed, and when we do not? So the Mishnah tells us about certain things which have tight knots on them, which are left that way, and being that's the normal way that they are kept, so even though the knots will not allow water to get in there, that's okay, because that's the way the keli is used. So, the following articles of clothing do not need water to get in. Kishrei ha'ani, a poor man who has ripped clothing which he's knotted together. V'hanimen, or if a person has knots on fringes on the edge of different types of articles of clothing or on curtains, and chavat, which is a shell sandal, this is the knot that's made on the strap of a shoe, that it shouldn't be pulled out of the hole. So this kesher is a kesher shel kayama. All these ksharim, all these knots are made to stay that way, so therefore it doesn't need water to be able to penetrate into those areas. Tefillah shel rosh, the knot on a tefillin shel rosh, which goes in the back of the head, that's where the knot is when you wear the tefillin. Bizman shehu chutza, when it is tight and a person has no intention of loosening it. Or vishel zeroya, or the knot on the tefillin shel yad, bizman, in a time, when it can't move up and down. In other words, the knot is so strong into the tefillin that it doesn't budge. Aznei hachemes, these are the handles, leather straps that are tied on to a pouch that's a water jug made out of, or a water canteen that is made out of leather pouch. Aznei hatermel, it was the bag, the shepherd's bag. In all these cases, the knot is made to stay there, to remain there, and therefore does not have to be loosened and untied when the article in question requires tefillah.